Sections of the Little Plover River have dried up over the last few years, in part because of heavy demand for groundwater from farmers and others during a drought. That worried many people in central Wisconsin, including anglers concerned about the Little Plover being a Class 1 trout stream that has not needed any stocking of trout. A local study group that's been working for 3 years has decided to set a water flow level below which the public's interest is being harmed. Professor George Kraft of the UW-Stevens Point says the concept is called a public rights flow.
In the Wisconsin Constitution, we protect the public rights in waterways, and therefore a private user can't take water below that amount when the river is less than amount.
But Kraft says big groundwater users near the Little Plover may not have to change their ways.
If you're talking about people putting a pipe into the river and sucking water out, they would not be permitted to do so whenever the flow falls below those public right levels. However, we don't have that direct kind of connection for groundwater, so at least right now, it seems that groundwater pumpers can continue to take out amounts of water even when the stream is almost dry. But at least at this point, we know what the healthy flow ought to be.
The DNR says local communities and industries have increased the recycling and reuse of water. The department also says the Little Plover Study Group will continue to meet. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.